Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
In the Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes said that what has been will be again, what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. And the older I get, the more I realize how true that is. History does repeat itself, and in my opinion, the United States in 2015 is looking a lot like the young nation of Israel did around 1300 BC. As the citizens of the United States increasingly ignore the rule of law, it reminds me of the passage in the book of Judges that says that in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. A great example took place last week in Helena during a hearing on the proposed rules for implementing Senate Bill 410, which allows tax credit scholarships for students who want to attend private schools. In Montana, nearly 2,000 students drop out of school each year, and the legislature, in an attempt to stem the tide, passed this legislation to give students who were struggling in a traditional public school a chance to find another school that might be a better fit. It's working well in other states, so legislators thought, why not give it a try here in Montana? The teachers' union opposed it, of course, but that's to be expected. They oppose everything that falls outside their one-size-fits-all system. But despite the union's best efforts, the legislature passed the bill, and the governor let it become law without his signature. That's when the trouble began. The bill was then sent to the Department of Revenue, whose job was to write the administrative rules, and the very first rule they wrote excludes all religious schools from participating. As justification, they cited the Blaine Amendment in Montana's Constitution that states that public monies may not be appropriated either directly or indirectly to any religious school. The problem is, these are not public monies. Both the U.S. and Montana Supreme Courts have said in past decisions that tax credits are not public dollars because the money was never transferred from the private to the public sector. By excluding religious schools, the department has effectively excluded over 90% of the private schools in the state, and in real terms, all of the private high schools. It was a terrible policy decision, and it did an end run around the legislative process, but most importantly, it was an enormous power grab by a small group of unelected bureaucrats. And it's the perfect setup for our side to file a lawsuit citing the separation of powers. Never mind the fact that the Supreme Court has already found tuition tax credits to be constitutional, the larger issue here is that agency-level bureaucrats in the executive branch have no authority whatsoever to determine the constitutionality of a law. That's for the courts to decide. Back to ignoring the rule of law and every man doing what's right in his own eyes. If this is allowed to stand, then every agency in the state can decide which laws they will and will not enforce, and the end result will be anarchy. Frankly, we expected this law to be challenged. In nearly every one of the 42 states that have school choice, those laws have been challenged, and those in favor of school choice have won. School choice is an issue whose time has come, and when this case goes to court, Montana will become the 43rd state to allow students to find their perfect educational fit. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.